For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. MLK 50 events are in full swing in downtown Memphis today. Thousands gathered this morning at a rally for justice on Beale Street. It included music, speeches by activists, and a march to Mason Temple. WKNO's Bronte Cook reports.
People of all ages gather on Beale Street outside the AFSCME Local 1733, where history was made during the 1968 sanitation workers' strike. Those active during the civil rights era want to ensure that it's not forgotten. In the 1960s, Mayola Anderson Cotts worked alongside revolutionary activists such as Stokely Carmichael and Fannie Lou Hamer in the fight for civil rights. Today, she attended the rally to remind young people of the power they still have in the fight for equality.
I came here today at 74 years old because I could not stay home. I wanted to commemorate and keep being a role model for the young people so they would know what Dr. King stood for.
Reverend Leslie Moore, a retired sanitation worker, got his job with the city in the early 1960s. He marched in the strike 50 years ago and was among those on Beale Street who held signs that read, "I am a man."
So many times we feel like quitting, but we're not going to do it. We're going to hang on in there.
Moore was just one of many involved in the strike. Sanitation worker Elmore Nickelberry, who still works for the city of Memphis as its longest-serving employee, was there to lend his voice to a new generation of labor. His advice?
Keep on marching, because some things we ain't got, we just need to keep on marching. And I think this year will be a better year for the sanitation in Memphis. Memphis is a great city, and it's going to be better.
Nickelberry plans to retire at the end of the month. The Rally for Justice kicked off today's events. The commemoration concludes at the Lorraine Motel with the tolling of the Claiborne Temple Bell. For WKNO News, I'm Bronte Cook.